Let's talk now about how to get more done in less time with a principle known as Parkinson's Law. Now, it's no secret that your calendar is a critical tool for managing your time and getting done what you need to, and for budgeting and allocating that time to what needs it the most. But I'm going to guess that there is a problem. Your calendar is almost always already full, right? If there were more time in the day, or if you could simply add time to your calendar, then this would be a simple matter, right? But the reality is that most educational leaders, most instructional leaders are busy all of the time already anyway. So if we're going to create bandwidth for instructional leadership, if we're going to allocate some additional time and mental energy to instructional leadership, we've got to find a way to do that and get around that constraint of already being busy all the time. And Parkinson's Law helps us recognize a place of opportunity, right? So if your calendar is already full, I want to suggest to you that one potential problem with the way you're using your calendar may be that there is no endpoint designated for your workday, that there's no hard stop at the end of your workday telling you, Justin, it is time to go home. It is time to quit. And this was a little bit counterintuitive because we think, well, if I'm flexible about when I go home, then I have the flexibility I need to get my work done. Or if you're working from home because things are virtual right now, you might think to yourself, well, if I'm flexible about how long I continue working, I can get done whatever I need to. You know, that's where the wiggle room is. That's where the opportunity is. But Parkinson's Law suggests to us that that thinking is actually backwards, that by being flexible on how long we work, we may actually be making the problem worse. So here's what Parkinson's Law actually says. Parkinson's Law is an old adage from Cyril Northcote Parkinson that says that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. And Parkinson was being a little bit tongue-in-cheek when he formulated this law. He was kind of a smart aleck and liked to say things that that resonated, but that also were not strictly true. So this is the kind of concept that we just have to be aware of how it affects us. This is not a universal law, and we can actually control how much this influences the way we spend time if we're thoughtful about it. But you've no doubt experienced this phenomenon of work expanding to fill the available time. How long is a meeting typically in your school? Well, if the meeting starts at the top of the hour and everybody has to go at the top of the next hour, there's a very good chance that that is not going to be a 27-minute meeting, right? It's almost certainly going to be a one-hour meeting if you have 1 hour. Sometimes you might have a more limited amount of time due to strange factors in your schedule, right? If there's going to be an assembly and you have to all leave early to get ready for that assembly, well, then that meeting can happen in a shorter amount of time. But typically we get very good, especially in group settings, at filling the available time. And if we didn't have quite so much time, we could probably still have the meeting and get everything done in that smaller amount of time. So Parkinson's Law suggests to us that, metaphorically speaking, work is kind of like a gas. It expands to fill the shape of its container. And if the container is open-ended, if there is an open top to that container, then that work can kind of spill out everywhere and not really be confined to that container like it should be. So I said a moment ago that by not putting an end point, a hard stop at the end of our workday on the calendar, we may actually be making things worse. And to me, Parkinson's Law is kind of the perfect explanation of why that is. So by putting a hard stop at the end of the day and saying, you know what, I'm gonna work till 5:15 or 6:30. I don't know what the perfect time for you to end your workday is, and it's probably going to vary based on what's going on in your life and what's going on in your school. So you decide for any given day what time you are going to go home. Sometimes it might not even be a whole workday. Sometimes you might have a meeting somewhere else, or you might have a doctor's appointment, but you are going to have a particular time when you leave, and it makes much more sense to decide that in advance rather than just kind of work till you feel like you're not getting anything else done and it's time to go home. Set that departure time or that quitting time in advance, and you will find that you are far more productive. And if you're not sure if you believe me, think about the extreme case. Think about if you never stopped working. What if you just worked all night, just didn't go home, just stayed at your desk? Or if you're already working from home, if you just stayed up, you know, didn't turn off the laptop, didn't click on the TV, didn't read a book, just kept working all night. Would you be productive overnight? Would you get more work done, or would you kind of fade off? And where is kind of the point of diminishing returns for that? I think if we really are self-aware when it comes to our mental energy and the quality of the work we're doing, we will realize that that point of diminishing returns happens often much earlier than when we actually quit. Sometimes we keep working far beyond that point when really we should have, should have closed the laptop and gone and done something else. And it shows in the quality of our work. Conversely, when we do put a hard stop in our day and say, you know what, I'm going to stop working at 5:15, no matter what, or when my kids get home, or when my spouse gets home, I'm going to stop working, put the laptop away, and that's going to be it for the day. Maybe you check in on email later at night or something like that. That's fine. But you have got to put that hard stop in place, because when you do, you are going to magically start making better prioritization decisions. We know this. We've all experienced this where, you know, you have to leave midday for a meeting and you get incredible amounts of work done because you have that deadline that you're working toward. That deadline forces you to prioritize in ways that you're not forced to prioritize if you leave it open-ended. If you're willing to stay late, you will find that you often need to stay late. But if you hold yourself accountable for leaving when that hard stop rolls around, you will have made much better decisions all day long. You will have gotten just as much done. And as a bonus, you get to quit working earlier. So give this a try. I want to give you a 6-step action plan for getting more done and not working such long hours. First, you've got to set that quitting time. You got to decide, when am I going to stop working for the day? Second, of course, you want to review your to-do list and your calendar and make your daily scorecard. So list what you need to get done, prioritize that list, give your points to the things that you need to get done, allocate 10 points of work for the day, and then do the most important thing first. Get those big rocks knocked out first so that you can build that sense of momentum and have the most mental energy for tackling those big rocks. Then throughout the day, you're always looking toward that hard stop. You're saying, okay, the deadline is coming. I'm running up against this brick wall at the end of the day. I've got to get everything done so that I'm not still trying to clean things up after that point. You reprioritize throughout the day, you adjust, you don't spend 2 hours checking email, you don't spend 2 hours wordsmithing something that you're working on to get it, you know, just right. You prioritize, you get it done, good enough is good enough, and you move on. And when you're out of time, you stop working. It's as simple as that. So give it a try. Pull out your journal and let's reflect on these two questions in writing in your journal. First, what time of day do you need to leave in order to avoid becoming inefficient, or on the other hand, burning out, right? There are some good reasons other than efficiency to leave work or to stop working at a reasonable hour. What time of day works for you based on what's going on in your life right now? Second, when have you experienced working without a hard stop? You have no doubt experienced this when you continue working, you should have gone home, but you don't. What was hard about that, and what was helpful when you decided to put in a hard stop? So sometimes you will put in a hard stop, or you'll have one that appears in your day for you if you have a meeting or a doctor's appointment. What's it like to work with a hard stop? What was difficult? What was helpful? Think about that for just a moment. And then I want you to commit to using a hard stop at the end of your workday. So when you filled out your journal for this section, you're ready to move on to the next section.